Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why Smart Founders Risk Losing Their Own Stock Options. Now, let's get started with today's show. Here's something that will surprise you. Most founders give away too much equity because they believe three dangerous myths about startup ownership. These myths don't just cost money, they can cost you control of your own company. Let me share why this happens and how to avoid it. The first myth is what I call the equal split trap. Picture this: three co-founders sitting around a coffee shop, excited about their new venture, and someone says, "Let's just split everything equally. 33% each." It feels fair, right? But equal isn't always equitable. This approach completely ignores who's bringing what to the table. Maybe one founder is contributing significant capital, another has critical industry connections, and the third is working part-time while keeping their day job. Equal splits often breed resentment because contributions rarely stay equal over time. Instead, base equity on actual value. Consider time commitment, financial investment, expertise, and risk level. The second myth involves a fundamental misunderstanding I hear constantly. Can founders get stock options? This question reveals confusion about how startup equity actually works. Founders typically receive equity shares, actual ownership in the company. Stock options are compensation tools usually reserved for employees and advisors. Think of it this way: founders are building the house, while employees get invited to potentially buy rooms later. Understanding this distinction helps you structure deals properly and avoid messy legal complications down the road. The third myth is the giveaway early mistake. New founders often hand out large equity chunks to their first employees and advisors, thinking generosity builds loyalty. But premature generosity can be deadly. Most successful startups reserve 15 to 20% for employee stock option pools spread across multiple hiring phases. Let me tell you about Sarah's tech startup. Excited about their first developer, they gave away 25% equity up front. 6 months later, when they needed a seasoned CTO, they had no meaningful equity left to offer. Qualified candidates walked away, forcing them to settle for a junior hire. This delayed their product launch by 8 months and cost them their first mover advantage. Before making any equity decisions, create a detailed cap table showing current and future needs. Plan for at least 3 funding rounds and key executive hires. Your future self will thank you. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.